Hey, everyone. Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.
Sports Radio 960 WSBT.
Good morning, I'm Jimmy Rosari. Front court depth prevented Notre Dame from advancing past the Sweet 16 this past March in the women's NCAA basketball tournament. The Irish took to the transfer portal to make sure that's not a problem next season by signing two all-conference forwards. 2024 first-team all-ACC forward Liatu King signed with the Irish after spending 4 years at Pittsburgh. King was one of three players in the ACC who averaged a double-double last season, posting 18.8 points and 10.4 rebounds per game. Liza Carlin comes to Notre Dame from Marquette, where she was an all-Big East first-teamer, averaging 17.7 points and 7.9 rebounds per game. King and Carlin joined Maddie Westbelt at the power forward position. Notre Dame will also have highly touted freshman Kate Koval, a 6'5" McDonald's All-American, on the roster next year. The South Bend Cubs begin a week-long series at Four Winds Field tonight against Cedar Rapids. The defending Midwest League champion comes to town as South Bend started playing their best baseball of the season last week, taking 4 of 6 from Lansing. First pitch tonight is at 6:05, with coverage starting at 5:45 on Sports Radio 960 WSBT. Yu Darvish pitched 5 scoreless innings, Luis Campusano drove in 3 runs, and the San Diego Padres beat the Chicago Cubs 6-3. Chicago left-hander Justin Steele pitched 4 2/3 scoreless innings in his first major league start since he strained his left hamstring on opening day. He allowed 3 hits over 68 pitches, 43 of them for strikes. Christopher Morel homered for the Cubs and extended his hitting streak to 5. Johnny DeLuca continued his hot stretch with a homer and 4 RBIs as the Tampa Bay Rays beat Mike Clevinger and the Chicago White Sox 8-2. Clevinger was recalled from AAA Charlotte just before the game and allowed 4 runs, 6 hits, and 4 walks without a strikeout over 2-plus innings in his season debut. Jose Ramirez hit a solo homer in the 6th inning, lifting the Cleveland Guardians over the Detroit Tigers 2-1. Detroit lost its 4th straight, while Cleveland improved to 23-12 for the second-best record in the American League. Major League Baseball and Roku are in advanced talks to make the service the new home for Sunday morning baseball this season. The games were previously on NBC's subscription service Peacock. Peacock had been interested in retaining the MLB Sunday leadoff package of nearly 20 games. It paid $30 million per season, but was only willing to renew for about a third of that price. MLB and Roku do not yet have a signed agreement, leaving the possibility that talks could still break down. MLB declined to comment. Jalen Brunson scored 43 points, including 21 in the fourth quarter, becoming the fourth player in NBA history of 4 straight 40-point games in the postseason. The New York Knicks beat the Indiana Pacers 121-117 last night in Game 1 of their Eastern Conference semifinal series. Game 2 is Wednesday night. Miles Turner scored 23 points for the 6-seed Pacers, who got strong play from their bench, which outscored New York's bench 46-3. Here's Pacers coach Rick Carlisle on how Indiana let this one slip away.
Well, the boards were a big problem in the second half. Fouls were a problem in the second half. And, you know, you allow a team to score with the clock stopped and don't do a good job with possession. And we had turnovers as well. So those are three pretty big factors. You know, that said, we did a lot of good things throughout the game. But this is one we're going to have to learn from.
Anthony Edwards and Karl-Anthony Towns each scored 27 for Minnesota as the Timberwolves continued their recent dominance over the defending champion Denver Nuggets, winning 106-80 for a 2-0 series lead in their Western Conference semifinal matchup. Victor Wembanyama came into the NBA with massive expectations, and he responded with one of the best rookie campaigns the league has ever seen. Wembanyama was named the NBA's Rookie of the Year yesterday, garnering all 99 first-place votes. In 71 games this season, Wembanyama averaged 21.4 points, 10.6 rebounds, 3.9 assists, 3.6 blocks, and 1.2 steals per game. The last player to average 20 points, 10 rebounds, 3 assists, and 3 blocks in a single season was Shaquille O'Neal, who did it in his MVP season in 1999 and 2000. If Jimmy Butler wants to see more pay, Pat Riley will want to see more play. Butler is almost certainly going to ask the Miami Heat for a 2-year extension this summer. It could guarantee him as much as $113 million for the 2025-26 and 2026-27 seasons. There's a number of factors the Heat will consider, Butler's playing time among them. He turns 35 in September and has missed 100 regular season games in his five Miami seasons, sitting out for injuries, rest, or other reasons nearly 26% of the time. Butler, speaking this past weekend at the F1 race in Miami, said that Boston and New York would be at home if he was playing. Riley didn't seem to like that much.
You know, for him to say that, is that Jimmy trolling or is that Jimmy serious? If you're not on the court playing against Boston or on the court playing against the New York Knicks, you should keep your mouth shut in your criticism of those teams.
In the NHL, Boston got 38 saves from Jeremy Swayman. The Bruins beat the Florida Panthers 5-1 in the first game of their second-round playoff series.
Partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms possible. We'll see some late morning and then again this afternoon and this evening with a high of 75. I'm meteorologist Carrie Pujol.
Hey everyone, Saltgrass Steakhouse is now open in Mishawaka. Wrangle up the crew and head down to Saltgrass Mishawaka for an unforgettable experience. Sink your teeth into mouth-watering, char-grilled, certified Angus beef steaks. Sip on ice-cold craft cocktails. And don't forget to try the famous Spicy Range Rattlers, all made daily in the Scratch Kitchen. Start making delicious memories at Saltgrass Mishawaka, 5126 North Main Street, across from Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Dine with us today.